making a way, not just for us, but for many others in the world. And here's one of the ways that he has made a way for us. This scripture has been on my heart this week. In Ephesians chapter 4, starting in verse 11, this is a familiar passage, and I just want to touch on a few points here. It says, "And he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers." This is how he's making a way for the church. Why? He's making this way for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. See, even the way that he has structured the church, he's done it to make a way for us. To make a way for the church. For what? What way? Let me go on. Verse 13. "Till we all come to the unity of the faith." Through the gifts that he has given the church in the way of pastors and apostles and prophets and evangelists and teachers, he has made a way for us to come into unity in the faith. That means the church must have a oneness in its confessional creed. We have to have common understanding. We have to have a common vision, unity in our vision and in our goals, in our aspirations. And I'd also believe that there needs to be a oneness in our experience, in shared lives, which is something we're terribly missing right now. But yet we are still sharing. Amen? We're still here. We're still connected. And if you're feeling a little disconnected, I just encourage you to reach out. Just reach out. There are all kinds of ways you have. I mean, you know, there's still phones in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, we're all so used to texting, and we're used to, you know, commenting on social media. Well, pick up the phone and dial someone you haven't talked to for a while. We need that common understanding, that unity in our experience as well. And then it goes on to say, "Till we come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God." As a church, as the body of believers, we have to have the knowledge of the Son of God. We have to have a knowledge, a full assurance of what Jesus Christ has done for us. And it's our job. It's our job to make sure that that's known among us and the world. There needs to be that knowledge of the salvation that Jesus has provided. And we need to be grounded in our doctrine. Going on. It says, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I want you to think about that. That's a big statement. To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. And I think that's speaking to us about maturity. We need to be mature Christians. The church needs to grow up. We need to manifest maturity in a way that we haven't before, and particularly in difficult times. You know, maturity to stand in strength and stand in faith, to reach out to others in mature ways. Not, well, there's all kinds of things we could say there. Probably better let a lot of that go. But you know what I'm talking about. We need to be growing, and we need to be committed to growth. We're disciples of Jesus Christ. Disciples. That requires a little bit of discipline on our part. Getting into the Word and spending time in prayer and worship and fellowship. Producing the fruit of the Spirit. All of these things are part of maturity. And at the top of that list, demonstrating love. You know, it's a mature church, a mature Christian, who knows how to live in all circumstances demonstrating love, who knows how to deal with all kinds of difficult circumstances and difficult people and difficult concepts and ideas that the world is trying to force, and yet still demonstrate his love, as well as keeping his commandments. Part of maturity, bearing witness to the Lord, part of our maturity. Let's go on. Speaking of being mature, verse 14, that we should no longer be children tossed to and fro and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. You know, we need not be children. We're talking about being mature. The church needs to be able to discern the right and wrong. The truth and false doctrines need to be evident to us so that we can distinguish truth from error. We've got to be wise to the ways of the world and yet not follow after them. Not, you know, there is a clear distinction between the world and the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. If there isn't a clear distinction, we're falling short. We haven't matured. We're still being children. We need to stand strongly, and we need to be able to defend the Christian way. I said we need to speak or demonstrate love, but also we need to make sure that we're talking in truth. That's the next part here. Verse 15, but speaking the truth in love. The church has to articulate the truth of Jesus Christ. You've got to know it in order to articulate it, right? Not only to one another, not only to our brothers and sisters in the Lord, but also to the world, to unbelievers in love. And that requires us to confront error in love when it's detected, when we see it, rather than condoning it, rather than overlooking it. We need to be able to confront it, but speaking the truth in love. And then the last part I want to touch on is in verse 16. Well, let me go back to verse 15. Speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love. Yeah, we need to have every joint working. How does God make a way? Many times it's through his body. That's he's established the church. It's his agent here on the earth to do his work, to do his will, to fulfill his purposes. And every part of the body is important. Every part of the body is needed. If you've been feeling like, well, I can't wait until all of this is over and then I can go back to what I... You need to be working in this time. There are things that you can be doing. And even if you're cooped up in the house and you're not able to get out, man, that just gives you more time to be in the Word and to be prepared. So when the door is open and we can step out into the sunshine and greet one another with a brotherly hug and you know, once again, go about the business of being believers in this world, you can be prepared. You can be doing that work now. Amen? I could go on, but I'm going to stop there. Let God be the way maker in your life, that you might make a way for others through his purpose and plan in your life and your ministry. Amen. Yeah.